And I'm going to just ask Christine to come forward, and she's going to share a little bit of her story with you this morning.
Many of you will know that I had a stroke about just over 6 months ago. First of all, I want to say a huge thank you for everyone, for all your prayers, your love, support and encouragement during that time. Not just at the first beginning when it happened and prayer and love was like a tidal wave and it was just overwhelming, but constantly over the following few months, which has brought me to where I am now, an almost full recovery. Without you, I couldn't be standing here saying this now today. I'm going to share with you a little bit of the early days when I struggled with prayer. And sorry for those of you who've already heard me say this. I still have a little bit of difficulty with reading and writing. I've had a bit of help with the writing, and just bear with me with the reading. After I had my stroke at the end of November, I had real difficulty praying. In fact, I couldn't pray. I could quite happily talk to people that I was with, people that came to visit me, but when it came to pray, simply no words came. I could say nothing. It's like I was completely unable to pray, and my mind was completely blank. A friend suggested that I prayed the Lord's Prayer. I couldn't even remember the Lord's Prayer. However, after I'd been given a large print of the Lord's Prayer, I felt ready to start praying. At house group the previous few weeks, we'd been studying the Lord's Prayer, each week taking a phrase and expanding it in prayer. So I started to pray in this way: Our Father. But then no words came. I didn't know. I couldn't think of anything to. I could think of nothing to say. I couldn't even think what a father was. I didn't know what our father meant. I knew that I should know this. I struggled to think what a father was. I searched my mind. I thought, Chris, he's a father. Then I thought, no, he's going to be a father. I struggled again. I searched my mind. I definitely knew that I should know this. Then I thought, oh, I know, it's me, I'm the father. But then I knew that was wrong also. Maybe David. Maybe he was the father, but he's not here, so he's not the father. After about an hour of wrestling, I became upset and confused, and so defeated, I abandoned my attempt at prayer. That night, I was awake during the night, as I often was, and I pondered it again. I must know who or what the Father is. Eventually, I figured that my dad is my father. I finally felt I was making progress. After a lot of time, I managed to think about what my father is to me. These thoughts didn't just trip off my mind easily. Instead, I grappled and struggled with every thought. Eventually, I thought about my dad. He loves me and cares for me. He gives me guidance and he protects me. So I thought then, this is what God, my Father, is to me. So after a lot of time and thought and effort, I said my first short prayer. I thank you, Father, for your love, for caring for me, for guiding me and protecting me. Amen. This prayer had been a long, tortuous struggle, and I knew that prayer wasn't meant to be so difficult. I was puzzled, perplexed and upset. But you know, God is good. Even in the midst of a lot of difficulties and troubles in life, I can truly say that God is good. My speech therapist turned out to be a Christian. How amazing is that? I was able to talk to her about my struggle with prayer. As a Christian, she was able to understand the difficulty and how important prayer is. She explained that the part of my body that had been damaged, as well as speech, was the part that was called the higher language. That includes such as understanding, thought, creativity, imagination, abstract impressions, and such things. And she explained that prayer is using abstract thought, amongst other things, and that it would be extremely difficult for me to do this. So at least there was an explanation for my struggles. She suggested I should look at Google Words and Google Images. The next day I did just that. I googled images for loving father and son. The pictures that I saw brought such an amazing response. It was like my mind exploded. Through the pictures, I could see what it meant to be a father. I saw a photograph of a young father who was carefully holding his new baby, cradling the head of the baby's head carefully in his hand. I could see the love and adoration. I could see how precious his baby was to the father. I saw a picture of the father teaching a young child to ride his bike. I saw father and son standing side by side as they patiently caught fish. I saw another picture, a father man making a strong pose and his young child trying to copy it. In other pictures, I saw father and child playing together, laughing together, running together, having fun together, talking together, and sharing a meal together. Another picture was a father leading a young child down a difficult path, a difficult mountain path, showing each foot where the next step had to go. So many pictures, I realized that God the Father was to me like many of the father and sons in these pictures. As the thoughts flowed, I was so excited. I jotted down some of the things that I had learned afresh. My Heavenly Father is loving and compassionate towards me. I realized that I'm his precious child and he adores me. He waits for me and he waits with me. He's patient and wants to spend time with me. He enjoys talking with me. He delights with me, enjoys fun, laughter and excitement. He comforts and protects me. He is kind, generous and giving. He's creative and has a wonderful imagination. He's a teacher and he teaches me and a guide. I can learn from him. He wants us to copy him, follow him, and grow to be just like him. He enjoys being with me, and I am part of his family. He holds me secure, and I can trust him. I felt like my mind had exploded. What a father! Compared with the previous day when I couldn't even say two words together about the Father. I'd hardly knew where to begin praying to say thank him for the amazing, wonderful Father who is God. I had a huge smile on my face and my heart was bursting. A few days later, on Christmas Day, towards the end of the evening, I reflected on the day. I was thanking God for his gift of Jesus. And that he was the King of Kings, and yet he was born in the lowly, in an humble manger. He grew as a child and lived a perfect, sinless life. I became overwhelmed. I thank God for his sacrifice on Calvary. Since my stroke, my faith remained firmly in my heart. Love for God stayed in my heart. But my understanding was disjointed. My brain was jumbled. It was as if my brain was just beginning to join the dots and make afresh the renewed connections of how great a debt that Jesus had paid for me, from the humble manger to the suffering Calvary to die for me, to pay for the price for my sin, so that I could be forgiven, to be free, to live again, today and eternally. My brain continued joining the dots. I was overwhelmed with joy as I thought about it. I saw that while Jesus lived on earth, he could only speak to and save those people who lived on earth at the same time and place as him. That's why he had to go back to heaven, so that his Holy Spirit could come. He came not just to those in the upper room, which resulted in many believing and receiving the power of the Holy Spirit then. His Holy Spirit was released for people all over the world throughout time, past, present, and future. When the Holy Spirit came, there was an outpouring of love, forgiveness, and power which was available for all who ask. On that evening, as I sat, I marveled that God is here now, with me. His Holy Spirit was within me. I just stayed there, basking in the joy of this. As I did, I felt filled again with the Holy Spirit and began to pray in tongues. In the past, I prayed in tongues, but I hadn't done so since my stroke. I was just absolutely overjoyed. What an amazing God we have. It's as if God gave me the desires of my heart. I earnestly had wanted to pray, but without asking him, he released me in prayer. I felt he wanted me to know that he saw my secret struggles, that he cares for me, that he loves for me, and that he understands me completely. What a wonderful God we have. I've shared this today partly because I got a bit of a Holy Spirit nudge, but also because I know that every day people struggle with a variety of things and issues. But God wants you to know that he understands and he wants to help you. If you're weary, hungry or thirsty for his love and forgiveness, he's waiting for you, and he says, come to me. Thank you.